It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you from the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com.
Absolutely. In fact, we're speaking about First Light Home Care. They are going to be joining us, well, Marianne Chrisman, the owner of all the franchises here, with her husband, Lyndon, talking about a serious topic, but also a very fun event they're doing. But first, the more serious topic is, what do you do? We're all going to be around each other for the holidays. Maybe grandma and grandpa don't seem like they're safe in their own home anymore, or mom and dad. How do you have that frank discussion? And maybe they need in-home care. So we're going to talk to Marianne about that. And then also about the 12 Days of Giving.
Yes. First Light Home Care is doing an awesome event called 12 Days of Giving. They are collecting blessing bags. That's what they're calling them. Mm-hmm. Love that. Mm-hmm. For local seniors that are isolated and in need during the holiday season, which I feel like this year, now more than ever, we need to pay attention to our seniors. So you can call 614-967-6366 to either nominate or donate. If you know a senior that's in need, nominate them there, or you can find out more information. They actually have an Amazon click list, which is pretty cool, for some gift suggestions for their seniors.
How about it? Love that stuff. You know, it is. It's almost holiday time. And I know for a lot of people, the visits to Santa are going to be a little different anymore.
Yes, they are. I have already heard of some families that have gone to see Santa. Looks a little different.
So tell me what they're doing now, because obviously I'm even surprised some of them are still visiting Santa.
Yeah, I'm just glad that he's out there some way, somehow. There, Washington Post even did an article about this. Mall Santas are braving the pandemic with plexiglass barriers, sanitation elves.
Sanitation elves.
And snow globe bubbles. We're making it work. We got to get Santa out there. He's got to collect his list, but it looks a little different. I mean, all these poor kids with their masks on,
trying to just
smudging all over the glass.
I'm sure. Yeah. Actually, they're probably happier because so many little kids freak out on Santa's lap.
I know. And you think about it, I wonder, next year, will we go back to the normal? Let's get on Santa's lap and
come on. You don't think we'll never sit on his lap again?
I wonder. It might be a little different.
Huh.
Why do we sit on the lap?
Maybe he'll be called Santa Claus and they'll have him so clean.
Like that. Some mall needs to coin that. That's good.
No, I just coined it. Sean and Sid Show, copyright 2020. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by the Wesley Communities, wesleycommunities.com.
Can you say that in a lovely language?
Brought to you by the Wesley Communities.
Not in a weird kind of too sexy language. I'm talking
That's
about
all I got.
A foreign language. Because if you learn one of these languages, you will be considered more attractive, according to science.
Ooh.
Yes. This was in bestlife.com, but this is based on actual science. What they did is researchers behind the study fitted participants with heart monitors, and then they played flirtatious chat-up lines in various languages from around the globe to identify the increase in their heart rate from the group's resting average, which was 65 beats per minute, and then upward based on what they heard.
So they're not looking at the person saying
They're just listening, and people are trying to figure out, then the scientists are, what is the most attractive sounding language?
Ooh, love it.
Okay, so we're going to start. Number 10. First of all, you take one big guess of what you think number one will be.
Well, I think it's either at least top three, I think. French and Italian.
Okay, so that's two.
Well, I only, that's all I can think of right now, is two.
You think French and Italian are in the top three, is what you're saying?
I do.
Okay. All right, number 10. Hindi, which is Indian, the increase in heart rate from 65 beats per minute went up to 75 beats per minute.
Real quick, I wonder how much of this study has to do with like speed of language. Like, because I feel like the faster you speak, the more excited someone might get because they're trying to follow.
I would rather listen to somebody talk very slowly. Creepy, apparently.
Creepy.
Very creepy. Okay. Number 9, Korean, 76 beats per minute. Number 8, Chinese, 76 beats per minute. Mm-hmm. And those are, I think, both fast.
Yeah.
Fast cadences. Yeah. Then Polish, 76 beats per minute. And number six was Spanish at 77 beats per minute.
Okay.
Greek was number five at 77. Russian came in at number four at 77. Monsieur.
French,
number three at 77. And then number two, Portuguese at 78 beats per minute. Number one?
Italian. Good thing I know how to say like two things.
80 beats per minute. People went through the roof.
Wow.
Ti amo.
Or mangia la mela.
What does that mean?
Eat the apple. But did it sound beautiful?
It sounded wonderful. Don't mind if I do. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Avola Lanza Hair Studios. They have the coolest new bus bridal parties.
It's so cool.
Yes. And obviously it's a bus, so it's on wheels. They can drive it to any ceremony, party, whatever it might be, and do hair right there. And it's beautiful.
I think they have four styling chairs in there. I mean, it's, and then they have a little waiting area too. So you can have your whole party in that bus.
It's the cutest thing.
Yes.
But on the topic of things on wheels, there is a company called Modern Shed that is revolutionizing the office space.
Okay.
They are coming out with what they're calling tiny offices, or DWs, as they're calling them.
What does DW stand for? Tiny offices? Tiny waffices?
Dramatic pause. I like that name, but I don't think that's it. Shoot.
Dang whittle places.
Dinky workplaces?
Is that what it is? Dinky workplaces?
Oh, dwelling on wheels.
Oh, much classier than our
ideas. Okay.
Oh, that's
a shame. So they're coming out with these dwelling on wheels. Basically, they're tiny homes, but not homes. They're office spaces. I think it's brilliant.
I'm guessing it's like the size of like when you see workmen that have those tool kind of trailers.
Or
that,
sheds.
That big. I'm guessing it's about that big.
Yeah, it's 221 square feet. Wow. One example.
Yeah.
$129,000.
Come on.
If your job pays that much that you can afford a whatever it's called, a dwelling on wheels.
A dinky winky.
Dinky winky. You go for it. But these things are awesome. You can get them air conditioned. You can have a bathroom. But it's kind of a cool concept because I think people are realizing we're going to be home for a long time.
Yes.
The office space looks different.
I know.
Maybe just park it in your backyard away from the kids.
No, here, I have an idea. Because I have a couple acres, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I rent out dinky winky spaces? We can probably put, I don't know, 10 or 20 back there.
Really successful CEOs in our backyard. Right. You can come out, serve them lunch.
Abel. Hi. Can I send some Donatos up to my house? Thank you very much.
Oh, that's
good.
Through
the backyard. Yes, all these successful CEOs.
You can create a mini cul-de-sac in the back of Dinky Winkies.
I love it. I think they were called what again?
I literally can't remember. Dwelling on Wheels.
Okay. No, we got to first talk to them about their branding because we can't remember what the name of them are.
We can't.
And if it's $129,000 or whatever, they need to work on branding. You know, I'll talk to Jane Grody Abel because she's in the backyard right now. I'll find out if she can help with branding. She's done okay with Donatos. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you from the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com.
And what a quinky dink. Guess who we have with us? Marianne Chrisman. Marianne and her husband, Lyndon, own the franchises for First Light Home Care throughout Central Ohio and even Eastern Ohio, South. I mean, she's everywhere right now, but for a good reason, because need is great. And she is with us now to talk about First Light Home Care. Good to hear from you, Marianne. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, we've talked about this in the past, and you know what we've experienced as a family and how essential it is to have reliable home care when you need someone as a caregiver in your home. It has to be reliable, and I know you guys have built your reputation on that. So we wanted to talk to you at this time in particular because the holidays are coming. And this might be the time, one of the only times, that some family members can actually discuss whether or not mom and dad or grandma and grandpa need someone to come help them out in some capacity, you know, in their lives. Mm-hmm. So in your dealings, Marianne, in and out, how do you think people should approach this conversation?
Sure. So I think what they need to look for first, Sean, is looking for some decline somewhere, whether they're forgetting to eat meals, take their medications, if there's a significant decline in their hygiene, things like that, that they can bring up and talk to their parents or grandparents about and say, you know, maybe things are getting a little difficult for you to handle on your own, and some help coming in might not be a bad idea since we're not here with you all the time.
Is that something that they would be receptive to? What has been your experience? Is that a prideful thing that it's hard to have that conversation?
It is. At times they're not receptive. They'll sometimes be in denial, that they'll think everything is fine. And it takes a lot of convincing, and we're good at helping with that. We come out, we do an on-site interview with them so they can get a feel for who we are and what we're about and get comfortable with the process of having somebody come in. And we talk about starting with shorter time frames to begin with so that they're not overwhelmed by different people coming into their home and not knowing how to handle it.
And I think now more than ever, Marianne, too, seniors are so isolated. So maybe there is even that benefit that someone is coming in to check on you and there's some companionship in that. I think that's really important.
That absolutely is so true. So they are very isolated right now and a lot of Zoom calls going on. And so with us, you know, we do COVID testing and we test our caregivers and we're very particular about keeping the same caregivers and the same clients home, so that, you know, we're not out there spreading it and that they know that they're going to be safe with our caregiver coming into the home.
What kind of levels of care can be provided by First Light?
So we can do anywhere from personal care assistance, such as showering and shampooing and helping them with, you know, their ADLs, as simple as cooking a meal or companion care and building puzzles together.
Aww.
So it's anything that's non-skilled that a nurse aide could do.
And you have a lot of different locations, I know. So is there a waiting list or how does this work?
So no, we don't have a waiting list. And we are in Franklin, Fairfield, Licking, Delaware, and Union County. And we can usually start home care the same day or shortly thereafter if needed. We can do anywhere from 4 hours to 24 hours around the clock.
And I know you have relationships with other nursing homes and facilities around, so they shouldn't think this is just someone who's still in their own home.
Right. No, we can even go into assisted livings and take care of people there that need extra assistance that they're not getting where they currently live.
And I want to give a little shout out to you, and you know we're proud of you because we've been through it with our family, mm-hmm. and we know how difficult it is and what my mom went through not having reliable in-home care, and it was heart-wrenching. Right. And getting to know you and Lyndon and your whole staff, oh my gosh, you hire only the best, I know that, and you drug test, and you do all the backgrounds that need to be done. There aren't a lot of companies that I know of that are quite as thorough as you. So I want to give a shout out to that because I know the peace of mind something like that would have given my mother, to be honest.
Thank you. Yeah, we thoroughly background checked everybody that, you know, works for us. And I think one of the big things that we do is we promise care and we guarantee that they're going to get it. So if they're scheduled for home care for a 9 to 12 shift and their caregiver calls off because they're sick, they're still going to get care. We have an on-call aide or we have nurses in the office that will go out and do the care to make sure that they get it.
How great Amazing. Is that? That is great. Okay, so you know we're on Team First Light here, but we also want to come back and talk about something else you're doing for the seniors who are isolated right now, something leading up to the holidays that everybody out there can get involved in. So stay put. We'll be back with Marianne Chrisman and First Light Home Care to hear about the 12 Days of Giving. That's next with Sean and Sid. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you from the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com.
We're back with Marianne Chrisman. Marianne and her husband, Lyndon, own the franchises for First Light Home Care, which is just stellar care for people you love. And Marianne, she described that a little bit. You can find out more on their website or on their Facebook page. Another reason to go there is to find out about this great event they're having called the 12 Days of Giving. Marianne, explain in a nutshell what's happening and how we can help you.
Sure. So with COVID going on and the isolation of our senior population, we thought it would be great during this holiday season for those that are facing the loneliness to get a present, you know, whoever from. And so we're calling them blessing bags. And we have a lot of sponsors out there that are donating things for the blessing bags. And we're going to deliver these December 10th through the 22nd to different senior living communities where these people will be happy to receive anything because they've been isolated for so long.
Oh my gosh. What is your goal number of people that you think hopefully you can touch? Do you know yet? I mean, it's kind of hard to say because you haven't done this before, but...
Right. We're trying. Our goal is 750 blessing bags
wow.
that we're putting together.
Amazing. Wow.
Yeah. So we need lots of donations.
Okay. And explain how people can help out to do all that.
Sure. So we're accepting donations at our office in Worthington. It's at 130 East Wilson Bridge Road, and we're at Suite 75. And we're taking things like crossword puzzle books, Sudoku puzzles, lotions, cookies, chips, anything like that that's, you know, single size that we can put in a bag for somebody. We had some people donate some fruit, anything really that you think a senior would enjoy or like.
I love it. And I know that folks can actually nominate a senior as well. Is that right, Marianne?
That's true. They can get their senior's name on our list so that we can deliver a blessing bag to them. We are also looking for people to help deliver the blessing bag. So if somebody wants to step up to volunteer, that would be great as well.
Well, you have two people here.
Yeah.
Sid and Sean, for sure. We're
going to
be part of the caravan. We'll help stuff bags and do whatever we need to be part of that.
I would love to. I think now more than ever, our seniors need it. This
yes.
is such an amazing event. And I did see the phone number that you can call to either nominate or donate is 614-967-6366.
Yes.
And
tell That's us
correct.
Tell us about the Amazon link. How does that work?
Yeah, so there is a link on Amazon. It's for a wish list.
Okay.
And we can send that out to somebody. It's kind of hard to go through the whole link on,
sure.
you know, over this for them mm-hmm. to write it down. But if they would call us, we can give them the link so that they can get on there and purchase things that seniors have told us that they want or need. And then those will go in the blessing bags.
Okay. For nominations, probably the earlier the better. But for donated items, you can do it throughout the time because, you know, you're going to continually fill those orders and try to get that all out before the 22nd, correct?
Absolutely. The
okay.
more donations we get, we'll just keep making bags and keep delivering.
Love it. Well, count us in. We're part of it. I know everybody that listens to us is going to be excited about this as well. You know, we got to do this. We got to take care of our seniors. It has been a tough spell for them, no doubt, right?
It sure has.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
And speaking of which, if you didn't hear the first part talking to Marianne about First Light Home Care, if you want reliable, safe, quality home care, check out firstlighthomecare.com and they will put somebody together with someone you love to make 2021 a heck of a lot better than what we've been through up to this point, for sure. Marianne, thank you for everything. We'll be in touch. You got two Santa's helpers right here.
Thank you. Thanks,
thank
Sid.
You.
We'll talk to you soon. Marianne
right,
Christman.
Thanks.
It's Sean and Sid. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Avola Lanza Hair Studios.
Hair
and
loss.
I'm bringing this to you by them for a reason.
Hair loss a problem? It's more universal than you think.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm not looking at you. Your hair looks perfect. The comb over is working like never before.
But I would be a liar to say that I have not called Cindy Robinson out of Ola Lanza mm-hmm. out of a little bit of concern that I am shedding like a dog.
But you're not the only one. So here's the thing. And I've always tried to talk you off the cliff because there could be a lot of reasons that your hair seems to be coming out, like you say, in masses, right? I mean,
just for all of you out there, so you're not too concerned about me.
I don't think they are.
Thank God. Yeah, I know you're not. You have other things to worry about.
Wait, how's Sydney's there?
There's Sean Ireland. Always humble me. Luckily, God gave me a thick head of hair.
You're like Simba.
This
in
could
Lion
just
King.
Be like an abnormal. Maybe I'm just. I don't know. Do thicker heads of hair shed more? Maybe.
I want you to feel good about this. Okay. According to doctors, dermatologists, the average person loses between 50 and 100 strands per day.
Oh, sister, I've done my research.
Okay. And what is shedding versus hair loss, right? It's very different than, say, you're just losing, you know, if you're losing 20 pounds, you're losing 20 pounds. If you're shedding hair, it's actually very healthy. And it usually lasts for about 6 to 9 months if you are having excessive shedding. And then your hair will grow back and it returns to normal.
I didn't know it was that long.
6 to 9 months.
That's hopeful.
Yes. So hair loss, here's what you have to think about. If it's just shedding, do the pole test. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We're going to do the pole test. Simple at-home test. You take about 60 hairs between your fingers.
I'm doing it.
All right. It may also say when I found out how much hair falls out of your head every day, I'm like, ew, I'll never eat at a restaurant again, just so you know. Okay, so take 60. You've got like 560 there.
I do?
Yeah, 60's tiny.
Oh.
Yes. Okay, that's 60.
Oh, this is exciting.
We're doing a play-by-play. Picture her. She's pulling up, I think, roughly 60 hairs, maybe a little bit more than that. Anyway, and then you're going to pull it through your fingers. And as you're pulling it through your fingers, you pull your hair a little bit as you're pulling. All right. And then look, because it's normal to see a certain amount of hair. And I'm going to tell you how many is normal. Sydney is literally pulling her hair right now.
Okay.
Picture this. The girl has hair for days, so this could take a while.
Okay. This is exciting.
How many do you have?
Zero.
You have zero?
Yeah.
And you did the right way?
Let me really grab a lot.
Do it again. And if I need to go over there and grab some, I'll take a big honking handful.
Wait, this is...
We only need 60. Remember that. 60. 60. Not 600. You have like 600. But you're getting nothing.
I got one.
Sydney.
All right. 2 months ago, you should have asked me to do this test because we could have had a way better science experiment.
All I want to say is all your anxiety was for nothing.
Oh.
Because they're saying if you have more than, say if you have 60 hairs and you have about 20 that you've yanked out,
oh,
then you could be losing a little more hair than normal.
Okay.
And you have just grabbed, seriously, big chunks of hair. It's almost like a girl fight. You have grabbed so many pieces of hair.
I'm still pulling.
I'm kind of grossed out right now. Stay away.
I'm sprinkling them onto the floor.
They're everywhere. Stevie looks like she has a curtain on her head right now. Come here, girl. Come here,
no,
little Stevie.
But
if you're losing more than 15 hairs per pole, then it could be an issue. But something, the rest of it, just rest. It's okay. And it's probably just either day-to-day stresses, hormonal, whatever.
You
it's
have a
normal.
Crazy mom. You're stressed at work. You're quarantined. A lot of, I mean, anything can cause it. You tell me that all the time.
Doesn't that make you happier now?
It does make me happier. And I actually, let's get real. I know a lot of people struggle with that. Maybe call a Volalanza. They can talk you off the ledge.
Oh, they will,
but
for sure.
You're right. It can be hormonal. It can be stress. Seasonal. Hair is amazing. We don't realize how many hairs we have and how it's constantly growing. At least that's what I tell myself.
That's good. Just in the meantime, keep combing that spot over. Okay, you'll be fine. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Diet Pepsi.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it is expensive right around the holidays. And I'll be honest, I think all of us, one time or another, or right now, many of you might be throughout this period of time. I get it. Single momming, sometimes it's very, very stressful.
Oh my gosh. I think for most people.
I know. Just to think about the expenditures and how to make the best holiday not be about what you're spending.
It's stressful for me.
It is. Is it? Why?
And some might call me a kid, but...
Because you have a long-distance boyfriend. So that's another story entirely.
Yes.
Yeah. So here are some tricks from realsimple.com. Ways that you can be spending less to still have just as happy a holiday. This is, you know, kind of I guess it's a simple thing to think about, but if you're sending gifts, do it flat rate shipping. About $30 per gift compared to regular priority shipping. Hmm. Yeah, flat rate boxes are a great deal, and they come with 2-day priority shipping and up to $50 of insurance. So if you haven't thought about it yet, do that. Now, the thing is, you need to mail those packages by the 19th.
Oh, good to know.
To get them there in time. Did you know you can buy discounted gift cards?
Ooh.
Yeah, you can save $5 per card if you buy them at BJ's Wholesale or at Sam's Club. They sell like Starbucks and L.L. Bean and those cards. And where you can buy a 2-pack of $25 cards, they'll sell them for $40.
Or there's definitely some local grocery stores that give you fuel perks.
Right.
Do that, those.
That's awesome.
If you go the credit card route, which many of us do, also check those like cash back opportunities for the month or for the quarter, as well as certain stores that you get discounts at.
If you are going to work the thermostat, something to think about. If you can, keep your house at 68 degrees. Why? Because you could save up to $45 per month in November and December.
And your husband won't be a sweaty booger at night.
Who is this guy? Gross.
For me, because I sweat like a grown man at night. So keep it at 68. You'll save some money, not have to wash your sheets.
If you are making food for people, make dips your new appetizer. Why are you making mini quiche and cocktail shrimp your appetizers? You can make an artichoke dip with and serve it with crackers. And guess what? You could save $40. How about that?
Not even artichoke. You make the best Velveeta tomato. I don't even know what's in it, but holy moly. We would scrape the bowl.
Here's the deal. Starve people long enough, they'll eat anything. And lastly, something near and dear to my heart. Mm-hmm. Did you know you can reduce your wine costs and save between $40 and $100? It's true. I didn't know this. I've never known this. You look for labels that refer to a whole region, like Sonoma County Red, something like that.
County?
County. You look for a region. Little known fact, many winemakers also produce their second label, which is a blend of the grapes from their vineyard, and they make them as county wines.
Booyah!
It's made by the same vineyards that the higher price wines are made from, but they're representative of the whole region.
Or you can watch Wine Down with Sean and Sid, because we give our wine reviews just about every week.
That's a very good point. Tell them where to see that.
You can see it at our Facebook page, Sean and Sid, or online at seanandsid.com. Mm-hmm. Instagram, Sean_and_Sid. We're all over the place.
And if you ever need a good wine suggestion, you got a 1 out of 3 chance that we're going to find something we like. We're a little picky. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Wholehearted Workshops, wholeheartedworkshops.com.
Maybe that Maria Bucci might have something that she can offer you for the holidays. At the very least, she can be your therapist to get you through the crazy times.
So we need it.
Check her out. Maria Bucci. Yes. Okay. So from what you're telling me, it really was not the in the dumps shopping Black Friday season that people predicted.
It was not, which I think is great to hear for the economy. You know, coming off Black Friday weekend last weekend, there was a decent turnout this year. 186 million Americans still made purchases.
Wait, individual Americans? That's half of our country.
Yes. An increase over 2018. We were down from last year. It was about 19% down from last year.
That's hardly anything.
But the amount of money was also down. The National Retail Federation found that this year, the average person spent $312, which I think, holy moly, that's still a lot.
On just Black Friday?
Yes.
Wow.
That is down about $50 from last year.
I bought nothing on Black Friday.
I didn't either.
So
actually, I take that back. I went dress shopping because I'm going to be a bridesmaid.
Well, that's true.
I've been looking for this moment for a long time. Thank you to my cousin. Still $312. That's a pretty hearty number.
Yeah. Wow.
This stat is pretty crazy to me. Mm-hmm. They found that for the first time, more than 100 million people shopped online on Black Friday. And the percentage of consumers who only shopped online over the weekend increased by 44% over last year.
Duh, right?
Duh.
Because we have to.
But I think it's so hopeful that people are still buying.
They're still spending.
Yes.
Christmas is still going to happen, people.
We need it.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for a way to spend your money in a good way.
In a meaningful way.
Meaningful way that gives back. Our friends at First Light Home Care are doing an amazing event. We talked about this earlier, called 12 Days of Giving.
Call the phone number right here, and then you can be part of this. Maybe you can nominate a senior you know who might be isolated, and a bag of goodies would make them so happy. Or you can donate items, whether you're a company or an individual, or you want to donate money to the cause. We're going to be involved. I love this idea. So here's the phone number to call to find out more.
614-967-6366. Like we said, they're collecting what's called blessing bags. So you can buy some things, donate to those. They will give them to local seniors.
I love it so much. So do something good and be a part of that. You're online shopping anyway. You should probably help out a little bit too, as will we. You have a wonderful week. You know we love you. Make sure you check out all of our social media. You can find us on Spotify and iTunes if you like podcasts, or you can go to our website and even listen to a podcast there. Some people are like, how do you listen to a podcast? Well, just go to SeanandSid.com.
So easy.
And just click and play right there.
If you got a kick out of this one, go listen to the other ones.
That's right. All right. Well, we appreciate you being here. We'll see you next week.
We appreciate you.